strange things can get at night. Well, things are about to get a whole lot stranger.
Yes, people, yes. The phenomenal one is back. I'm back, and this is, people, this is Movie Spoilers episode 105. Once again, I'm all alone. One's the loneliest number in the world. You know, actually, zero is. That song didn't even make any fucking sense. Okay, so fuck that song. All right, people, yeah. So, out here on my business ventures, if you will, out here still out the country. You know, the time differences are a little fucked up, and I keep getting the same questions and comments over. Oh my God, did P1, did he quit? Did he leave? Did he run away? I was like, did you guys catch Throwback Tuesday over there? You didn't catch that? I know the Walking Dead and the Darkness probably is missing, but that's okay, because the phenomenal one's still here. Yeah, so obviously the time frames are way fucked up for me to record with either CJ, Cody, or Lehu. I mean, by the time they record, it's fucking 3:30 a.m. in the morning for me. Either I'm at some Italian club getting raped by some Italian dudes, as CJ and Wayne would put it so ever so nicely, or I'm just knocked out the fuck sleep because I'm just tired. All this Spider-Man shit's kicking my ass. But at the same time, Cody, I'm going to be bringing you back a present because I found a special edition bottle of limoncello. People was like, what the fuck is limoncello? Limoncello is where I'm at. I'm in Naples, Italy, and they specialize in making this. Now, you can find limoncello out in L.A. probably. I'm pretty sure you can, but this is a signature star bottle made for the phenomenal one himself, of course, because I like to customize and shit. And I cannot wait to bring this back, which, by the way, I'm drinking some right now, so. Because it's hard as fuck to find cranberry juice out here. I don't know why that's the problem, but whatever. So, people, what do we got? You know, I don't want to read all the questions and comments. I'm not going to lie, because I don't want to do that by myself. And plus, you guys sent a lot in. So, I'm going to... I picked three. I have three of them. They relate to me, so I'm going to keep them to me. And mainly, it's just questions about the site and stuff like that. I might even answer a Twitter question or not, too. But, you know, just want to say it sucks here being all by yourself, you know. Lady who's not here to correct me. And Cody and CJ's not here to comfort my warm darkness right now, so it's a little sad out here. So why don't you spoiling bastards grab a chair and just get a little closer? No, you're too far away. Get closer. A little closer. Don't worry. Uncle P1 ain't going to rape you. Unless you want me to. Okay, that's fine. You can stay as close as that, whatever. Speaking of rape, people. Now, we're going to talk about rape now. Now, I know Cody, no, not Cody, CJ and fucking Wayne made fun of that whole raping thing in Italy of fucking Mario or anything like that. So I met a transvestite. We had amazing work done. But then when it opened his voice, oh my Lord. I remember going, yep, you're a dude. Yeah, you're a so dude right now. They were like, where are you going? I was just like, I'm taken. Do you see the ring on the... Yeah. If you like it, you can put a ring on it. Yeah, somebody already liked it, put a ring on it, and then stapled it and everything. So, yeah, it's a done deal. That dude, or that he-she, or whatever that wildebeest, whatever you want to call it, would not stop following me at this party. Because I was getting a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of scared. The motherfucker was like 6'2", first of all. Adam's apple was just gauging out the throat and shit. Just, oh, bonjour. Oh, wait, that's French. Never mind. All right, I don't know the Italian. I still don't have that shit down. I'm not going to lie. Because the people I've been meeting up or hanging with, they're fucking American. So I haven't had really that much time to travel. But I will tell you, I've had a lot of time to go out at night and drink. And let's just say this. Cody, CJ, next week on The Darkness, your boy the phenomenal one is back because, yeah. I didn't drink in a month and a half, but I started back this week, or not this week, but last week, I guess. And I'm feeling pretty good right about now. But let's get into these comments right now, because I know you people will be like, you made us get this close. Why don't you make us fucking read the questions now or whatever? We just, hey, I only made you get close so I could look at your underwear. That's all about it. Anyway, people, we don't want to hear about that nonsense right about now. But my man, this is coming from my solo independent indie film review I did, I guess, A Night to Remember. I had a lot of fun doing that, actually. Actually, that is, you know, that is a big review, because that was my first review ever on audio form. So I guess that is pretty huge. I guess I need to look into that more. My man Sean, he says, whoa, a TPO solo review, which not bad. Since you see more movies than anyone, including the indie and new limited release films, will you start doing reviews for the limited release films you see? Probably not anytime soon. And I say that anytime soon, probably in the next 3 months. Because, Sean, I'm in the process of buying property right now. Well, not right now. The girlfriend's doing all that shit right now. But when I get back in the country, I will get back to doing that. And I'm realizing that it's taking a lot more time than I thought, because I'm looking for the perfect place. I mean, I know I probably said earlier I'm looking for a house, but I've been seeing some nice luxury apartments as well. That's right by the waterfront as well, and they've been looking pretty badass. So at the same time, it could be either one, but I'm finding out that since I'm not really taking any of my old shit with me, because I'm buying everything brand new, even TVs and all that shit, whatever, yeah, it's a lot of work. It's almost as work as I put in this goddamn website, though. So it's keeping me a little busy at the same time here. I'm thinking, since I did check the numbers, maybe right when I was on the plane of the site, a lot of people like this solo review here. I'm thinking either I'll do solo reviews, or me and Leahy will get together and we'll do independent films as well, because, I gotta get back into doing that, because I do see a lot of films, and I do see a lot of indie ones and small limited release. I was just telling Cody and Blake, too, as well, some of the indie ones I saw, and they were pretty fucking amazing, so I would like to get in. So, you know what? Let's just say stay tuned. I guess I should talk about that, because I did have a meeting about the site. And, hey, Blake, people loved by the way, I gotta throw a shout-out to Blake Anthony at Blakey Cakes. Check him out. They loved your darkness pops. They loved those darkness balls all up in their mouth. They were chewing on it and everything. It was delicious to them. Only problem is, that meeting didn't go anywhere as I wanted it to go. And actually, it was a piece of shit, to be honest. It started off something saying, hey, we're doing this and blah, 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 we're doing this. Turned up to be a 6-month deal, and I'm not comfortable with signing my site over for a 6-month deal to a company that could be failing. Because everybody knows I do stocks and shit like that. I know my numbers. And what this company was doing, I don't even know if I should be saying this. Whatever. It's losing money. Let's just say that, okay? They're looking at me to bail them out, pretty much, or whatever. And I'm not putting that pressure on me. The Darkness Brothers, the recap crew, the Throwback Tuesdayans, or whatever you want to call them people. Or even the spoiling hosts yourself. So, nah, I'm not, I wasn't feeling it. And plus, drunken fucking bastard tried to, his side partner, I guess, tried to question me, and, I had to get in his ass about his country or something like that. And yeah, let's save that conversation for the darkness. Yeah, it's just pretty much telling me, I think his country is backwards, so fuck him. But anyway, another thing I want to do, too, people, I didn't forget to say this, I just want to say it. I don't know if you noticed, but I took the Divergent little, or actually the 300 one as well, because that ad has expired, it's no longer there. But what I have done is, you go to MovieSpoilersPodcast.com, you go to your right-hand side, you will see the Fandango ads going on right now. You see Captain America the Winter Soldier, which you need to buy your tickets right about now. You have about 8 days left by the time this goes up, I believe, or 7. I'm off on days, I'm sorry. Italy, the time frame is weird as fuck out here. 8 or 7 days, let's go ahead and say that. And if you scroll down to the new one, which is, I like to call it the Hero Central, Fandango Hero Central. You click on that ad, it's not asking you to buy anything or buy tickets or gift cards or anything like that. It's just a little app here that takes you to a specific site on Fandango.com, which you need to click on because the proceeds go to MovieWorldsPodcast.com, of course. You click on that ad, and it will take you to a page where it gives you everything superhero news related, which I personally like myself because I guess you can say Movie Spoilers is kind of a superhero site in the general. Well, first, our characters are dressed like superheroes, and that's the most questions we get, and I love my comic book films, so, except for Man of Steel. oh, and Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, you just click there, you'll see everything, like the updates on Spider-Man. I believe they're talking about how the Wayne, your girlfriend, Emma Stone, is in Australia right about now. I believe her flight left off the other day. Yeah, she's being in Australia right now. You'll see the new trailers. That crappy X-Men trailer that just came out with those stupid-ass iRobot machines in there. I'm sorry, Sentinels in there that they like to call. So, yeah, click on there and you'll check out some cool stuff, whatever, articles, news, directors, and stuff like that. Second question I got here, though, is from Rodrigo. Rodrigo. You know that brother's from across the border. Michelle, would a Gustavo to pick his ass? I'm just joking with you, man. He says, I think I like this solo review of an indie film review, P1. You say you like the party scene. Well, what's your favorite party movie then? Huh. That's a good question. You know, I actually don't know. Can I... Alright, if I have to say one, The Hangover. I guess that does count in a way. It's kind of a party adventure. I mean, it starts off with a party, then it's just crazy. Because I did not like Project X as much as people were expecting me to like that film. Or 21 and Over, which I just thought was meh. And not even so much rehashing the same shit, just kind of annoying in some parts, but it was just like, whatever. I expected this from the film. But, I'm not a big fan of the genre itself. I believe you can do a lot of cool things. My problem when I had with Project X was, though, people kept talking about all this craziness that's happened. Craziness. Most of the craziness didn't even happen at the party. Like the building setting on fire and shit like that. And that happened by a whole dude that wasn't even part of the party. And then the rest of it was pretty much just dancing music and girls and shit like that. And I had to watch that for 2 fucking hours. I was like, you know, this movie is putting me in a tone where I'd rather be at a party right now than watching a movie about a bunch of little douchebags having a good time. It almost made me feel as if I was wasting my time. And yeah, my time felt wasted, to be honest. Good music. Couldn't agree more. But once again, I could easily go out and just listen to good music. So that's pretty much my take. I'll pick Hangover because it starts off as party. I like crazy adventures and shit like that or whatever. If it's good, I'm not talking about that Due Date bullshit, which some people find to be fucking hilarious. I don't know why. People are idiots. I'm starting to get this nowadays. But last one I'm going to read off here comes from my girl Stacy. Send me all those lovely desserts that I did not get to eat because Stacy, I got them like a day before I left. So, they're probably still sitting on my counter and shit. They're probably rotten as fuck right now. A little thank you card at the top of it and everything, whatever. But I do appreciate them. And if they have not snuck up my place by now, I will try to take a bite out of one. That's another thing Italy has. Pretty good damn food as well, which I guess I'm not that shocked by, but whatever. She says, hey, Phenomenal, didn't see a Walking Dead episode posted nor a Darkness episode. Yeah, that sounds better. Are there some changes going on the site, or are you taking a break? You spoiling bastards need answers. They don't need answers. They need hope. And Man of Steel is just a movie to give it to them. So head on over to NotWorthAKickInTheAssPodcast.com, where you will learn all the greatest news about Man of Steel. They will teach you about the Man of Steel movie, the Man of Steel Blu-ray set, and the Man of Steel trilogy that's now coming out called Man of Steel AA Bullshit. No, I'm not taking a break. If anything, I'm working harder than ever. I think I said this around New Year's, whatever. Everybody always makes a New Year's resolution and shit. For me, I don't do that because I set goals and I try to come. Last year, my goal was to get nominated for the Podcast Awards. Obviously, that happened. Didn't win. Still pissed off about that. Still aching me a little bit. But my goal this year, which I can't say on air, it is for the show, but it mainly includes the host. And I'm talking about Z, Lehu, Cody, and fucking Chicago John. And maybe Wayne and Sammy. I don't know, because once Walking Dead in, which is by the time this goes up this weekend, I don't know what we'll be doing after that. I know goddamn well I'm not doing Game of Thrones. I'll be watching real shows that come on, like Mad Men ending, so I'll probably watch that, I guess. I don't know. So, no, I'm not taking a break. Changes are going on, but nothing as far as me deleting anything or canceling any shows or anything like that. The reason why you haven't seen a Walking Dead episode is because, number one, I wasn't on it. So I don't know why Wayne hasn't just sent me the fucking file in the first place. I can still post them up. Wayne's kind of slow like that, I guess. You just kind of got to beat him over the head with it a little bit, but, yeah, whatever. And a darkness one. I don't even know if they did one or not. Which I'm sure they did, because I'm pretty sure that shit's going to be hilarious as fuck. Without me hogging all the fucking microphone time anyway. But, yeah, you're going to see some changes. Changes for the better. Next month or this month, it might slow down a little bit, but you'll still get the same reviews and content you always get, whatever. The only reason why it's going to slow down is a little bit is just because, just house searching. So, and getting all the shit together. But, nah, Stacey, you good, girl. You good. Nah, sorry about not eating your cookies and shit. But hey, girl, if you want to give me a call anytime when I get back from Italy, you know, you can go ahead and do that or whatever. You know where to find me now, right? I will leave you at, you can call me at 310-bleep-bleep-bleep-bleep-bleep-bleep-bleep-bleep-bleep. I think that's enough numbers, but whatever. Let's get into some box office talk, people. Let's get into some fucking box office talk. I'm excited to talk about this, and I'm going to talk long about this, too, because I got a long-ass fucking flight to get back to L.A. Start off with the number five film. The number five film, 300, by the way, it's a weekend box office too, 300 Rise of an Empire, bringing in $8 million over the weekend. You know Warner Brothers is sucking Zack Snyder's dick off this fucking movie now. This movie then brought, at $110 budget, this movie then brought in $95 million over here, obviously, and overseas $195 million, which worldwide brings a total of $290 million goddamn dollars, shit. We're going to be seeing a third one and maybe a fourth one if they have their way with it. Speaking of fourth, though, the number four film. Horrible segue. God's Not Dead, which was an independent fucking release, got released in 780-something theaters, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Brought in $9 million off this shit. People probably wondering, like, did you see this one P1 movie? Yes, I did, and I thought it was a piece of shit. So much of a piece of shit that I walked out constantly beating you over the head with religious fat. Oh, my God. I could not take no more. Total of $11 million. I don't know the budget on the film. I'm pretty sure it was cheap, though, because it's almost made kind of... They label it as a drama, but the only thing drama about this was how much it took so much energy for people not to beat this dude's ass, but that's just me, I guess. Hated that fucking movie. Whatever, though. Religious overtones left and right, god damn. But whatever. Number three, dropping down from number one spot, as expected. Mr. Peabody and Sherman brought in $11 million this week, and if somebody don't shut that fucking dog up, I swear to fucking God. Apparently you still have the same problems or whatever. The movie's at a total of $83 million, which I can tell you right now, it is not making that budget back of $145 million. Overseas it has $102 million. So worldwide it has $185 million. If they're happy with worldwide success, then yeah, good for them. But domestically, this could be the biggest bomb. Well, not so much of a bomb, but the biggest failure, I guess, so far. Because that budget's pretty fucking high, and only it didn't even bring 100 in yet, so we'll see when the next week's coming out. But you know what? Next week's about to be dropping some heavy hitters. I mean, you got Noah coming up. You got, I was going to say The Raid, but no, that ain't going to do shit. You got Noah. That's another movie. Sabotage might bring in like $20 million or something like that. Take some more money away from Mr. Peabody Sherman. You got Captain America. You know, you got a lot of shit coming up. So I do not envy this film, nor the number two film, which is the biggest shocker for me, and that is Muppets Most Wanted, bringing in $17 million over the weekend. Now, overseas only made $1 million, which the last movie made a lot more than that. People probably tired of these fucking Muppets, probably annoying as shit to them. Budget on this is $50 million. So far, it has a total worldwide $21 million, only $19 million over here. I bet Disney is a little disappointed in this because usually the sequels tend to make more money, especially with a low budget with $50 million. Someone said on Facebook, oh, give it time, give it time. I don't know if there's something you can give time for the simple fact that the heavy hitters are about to start coming out, and I don't see this movie moving up in slots as far as number one or two. It's actually going to start dropping to 3, 4, and 5. In the next couple of weeks. It's not even half its fucking budget yet. So it'll be curious to see what this one does. I think it's gonna make its budget back slowly. I don't think it's gonna do gangbuster numbers though. I think this movie could be considered what a fucking drop, to be honest. And to be honest, what it lost to is the biggest fucking disappointment too, because the number one film is Divergent, which is what they actually lost to, bringing in $54 million. Damn. Domestically, its total is up to $62 million if you want to count the week as well. Budget was only $85 million. The studio is very fucking happy with this film. I'm shocked. Shut that goddamn dog up. I'm shocked that this movie brought in this much. I'm gonna go strangle a fucking Italian dog right now, okay? The walls in these rooms or whatever are light as shit. You can hear a sound. You can hear someone's motorbike coming down. You can hear any goddamn people when they throwing pasta and bread in the fucking road like it's goddamn the second coming of Jesus, looking for, instead of red wine, pasta this time. Hey, but if you want to take your woman or something like that down here, by all means do it. It's a very romantic city. But, $85 million budget, $62 million. I bet this movie is really happy. Matter of fact, this movie might even gross over to $100 million soon. So, we'll see. I don't even know if it's got released worldwide yet, but domestically it's not doing so bad, so. And, do I want to talk some other box office? Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I do. Grand Budapest Hotel, great movie. I actually did like a Wes Anderson film for once. Don't know the budget on it, but worldwide it's got about $47 million, which I would say is not bad. But judging with the stars in the film, I don't know what that's looking like. Another thing I want to say is Frozen. Frozen's ass has moved up at the number 12 in the highest grossing films of all time, if I'm not mistaken. It's not that far away from some other films as well. So it could be number 10 by all we know by now. I don't have it pulled up, so I can't fucking tell. Another movie I want to talk about is I want to laugh at is the Tyler Perry Single Mom Club, which is dropped down to it's dropped to number 10 spot, which is thank God still brought in $3 million. I don't even know how it's possible at the 10th spot, but the total on is $14 million, which is that could be the fucking budget, to be honest. So Tyler Perry probably is not sad about this at all. So great, we get another fucking stupid ass Tyler fucking Perry movie. I'm sorry, it's cheap ass. You know, I'm not even going to get into it. Let's just move on to Blu-rays. So we're going to wrap things up in here. I was watching Wanted before I left, and I just heard that in the game or some shit like that. I don't know. Blu-ray releases. Don't have a lot. Actually, only got two. Coming up, a piece of shit film called, I know I like to call it 47 Ronin. 47 Soldiers of Bullshit is what I like to call it. I'd like to say for a kung fu movie, it's pretty boring, but it's not a kung fu movie. It's a samurai movie. I'm not too familiar with the samurai films, but it still is pretty boring. Whenever you add some mystical shit to ninjas and shit like that, shit get a little weird, and boy, does shit get weird in here. And the next one I want to call, oh, good lord. which I call the biggest fucking mistake in America history. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, which I wish the legend would just fucking go away. That movie is the biggest fuck you I have seen. It ain't the biggest fuck you, I can't say that, but it is one of the biggest fuck yous of 2013 comedies. That movie was fucking awful, and yet you people love this stupid... You know what I'm gonna do? You know what? If what the hell is the name of that movie? Haunted House 2, whatever. If that shit gets bad reviews or whatever, I'm gonna be lenient on it and not give it a fuck it, personally. Because, you know, it is the same goddamn shit. Just a bunch of grown-ass men hollering and screaming all over the place. Talking about Steve Carell's funny. That nigga was retarded, alright? That's all I want to say. But whatever, fuck that movie. Shit, getting a little cold here. Upcoming movies, you're going to see a couple of reviews this week, people. Even some limited release ones. Oh, that movie, there's a little film coming out with Guy Pearson called Breathe In. It's pretty much Lionel Richie's Hello video coming to life. Decent movie, liked it. Maybe I'll do a review for it. I don't know. If I get time. Got The Raid 2 coming out. People, if you get a chance, go see this fucking film. It's fucking badass. It's amazing. Loved it. You'll get a review for that probably. If Lehu can see it. If not, I'll do it myself. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I know one I'll definitely be doing, which... I did do it. I just need to edit it or whatever. Cesar Chavez. Michael Pena movie and John Malkovich playing Cesar Chavez. Yeah, you'll hear my thoughts on that review. Sabotage. Arnold Schwarzenegger has returned. I don't know if we really wanted them back yet. I personally have not seen the movie yet. Because for some reason it's hard to find a fucking theater out here. Plus, you can't get screens in Italy, apparently. And the last movie I want to talk about here is our trailer talk, which is... Noah, which I'm not really giving a shit about, to be honest. Where the fuck did all these animals come from?
When they come, and there will be many.
Take the arm!
I see how hard this was for you.
Remember, Noah, I chose you for a reason.
Is this the end of everything?
Oh, great. Another preachy-ass story about religion. Thank God. And I'm joking. I'm joking, people. I have not seen the movie yet, obviously, for traveling reasons or whatever. But when I get back, it's going to be the first thing I probably do. And part of me actually does want to kind of see it. I'm not going to lie. One question I do have. How the fuck did he build that big-ass boat, though? Right? Where the hell did he build that big-ass boat from, huh? I mean, shit. Did he get some sticks? Did he have the beavers help him out or something? The snakes just drank. Here you go, sir. Save us from humanity. Or the horse that was fucking Alan or whatever came in there. Hey, Noah. You can help us out here, brother. No, I'm fucking around with it. The movie doesn't look like one of these cheap-ass Son of God, Black Nativity films or whatever. So it looked like it, as far as technical-wise, it looked like it would be beautiful. But I don't know how people... Hey, you know what? If I take that back, Son of God did fucking amazing in the box office. So you know what? Then, yeah, it'll do fucking fine. I'm not worried about this film at all, but whatever, people. So, people, this is the last Movie Spoilers episode you'll hear with me, just me. We will be returning normal status all next week. Or by the time whenever you hear this, whatever, reviews be up and everything. So, people, I'm your host, The Phenomenal One, MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. You need to visit there. Go to our Facebook page, like it, share it. I know I don't say that. Matter of fact, I don't say that at all, to be honest, because I don't really give a fuck. but just visit there, tell them you like us or whatever. Send us a comment, review. You know, we take all that good stuff. But heading out of here now. Later, bastards.